Destination, Freedom. Dramatizations of the great democratic traditions of the Negro people is brought to you by station WMAQ as a part of the pageant of history and of America's own Destination, Freedom. There are few modern dancers who have excited the imagination of the theatrical world as much as Illinois-born Catherine Dunham. One of the great interpreters of Caribbean dances, the noted choreographer and her troupe have become figures of international significance. In a chapter entitled Dance Anthropologist, Destination Freedom presents the Dunham story.
After midnight when I heard the drums, and I thought I was dreaming. The sound of drums had been all around me when I came down to Haiti. When I went out into the valleys, they seemed to beat under the ground I walked on. But when I went looking for them in the hills, they grew silent. Then, on this night, someone woke me.
Child, little lost child, wake up.
Huh? Oh. I had gone to sleep with my clothes on. I had been waiting for this to happen, for the landlady to wake me.
Is my little child ready?
The old woman had said she'd take me where the drums beat.
Here, child, drink this and you'll feel the spirit.
She handed me a black bottle of white gin. I shook my head.
Chicken livers. Your blood's thin, child. Nobody'd believe you were a relative of mine. Nobody'd believe you had any of my blood. That's enough good spirit.
She finished the bottle herself.
Well, come on, little child. Come on. Before the dancing's over and everybody's gone home. Follow me.
We went out of the house into the underbrush. She went ahead, quietly, barefoot. I followed her down the steep hill, crossed through a grove of trees, and came out into a clearing. The air was flooded with the sound of drums, singers and gourds, and percussion pieces of all kinds.
Stand here, child. Stand here.
The woman's fingers bit into my arm like steel. Stop me. Ahead of me were the figures of those who danced and played the drums. Inside a circle of fire, a tall, thin man in a black robe directed drums and dances as though rehearsing for a great wild symphony. The woman read my mind.
The priest. He's telling God that there must be rain this month or the crop will rot. The dancers are carrying the blood of a goat. They're giving the blood to satisfy the sun's thirst.
The fluid movement of the dancers and the thousand rhythms that seemed to grow from the drums hypnotized me. I stood in a trance, never knowing when the dance was finished. For even when it ended, the men and women moved with a peculiar rhythm.
Wake up. Wake up, lost child. He's coming.
Oh.
Tell him the truth. Tell him what you told me.
All the dancers had stopped and were staring at me. The man they called the priest looked past me, fixed his eyes on the woman. I felt her steel grip loosen me, and she trembled when he spoke.
You know the Lord of Mundung, woman. We do not welcome strangers. You know better.
She's not a stranger.
She's not one of us. You know better.
She says she is. I told you about her. She's the lost child from the cold country.
From the cold country? America? Let us step up to the fire.
He never looked at me until the fire lit my face.
From the cold country.
I felt his hands on my face. They were strong, rough as a farmer's. They felt my ears and buried themselves in my wrinkled hair for a long time before he spoke.
What do you want?
I forgot what I'd planned to say, even though I'd planned this for a long while after I heard that the Haitian tribal rites were only open to relatives, or to lost children, African children lost on the face of the Western continent, and who wanted to commune with their ancestors. To come closer to the Great Spirit.
Why did you come here?
to learn to dance, to take what I learned back and teach others. He looked around at the dancers as though wanting advice.
Let her stay. She's a lost child. Let her find herself.
The sun was coming up over the blue mountains. The singer looked up and waved to us. As I waited for the priest to send me away, the song made me feel that this was my home, that the dances and drums were like something that I had lost and wanted to find again.
What you see here are just poor Haitian people, farmers, workers. They come together and sing to lift the spirit. To sing about the sunshine, about the coming new day, about work, about women. In the evening, we dance together to make our bodies forget the hard work. Is that what you are looking for? Is that what brings you? Tell me.
Standing there in the Haitian dawn, I told him where I came from and why, of the different dances I already knew, and of that winter Sunday years ago in an Illinois church when I sat with my family while my father, the minister, made an announcement.
Oh, yes.
One more thing, brothers and sisters. As you know, our church is doing its part in the great drive to spread the teaching of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And I am glad to announce that this church have been made responsible for raising money to support 2 full-time missionaries to travel to the West Indies and convert the natives to the Methodist faith. Thank you.
My father's words excited me. I was still in high school, but when we got home, I asked him if the missionary jobs were still open.
Well, of course they are, Catherine. You know of anyone to fill them?
Yes.
Well, tell them to contact me in the morning. Now run along.
Oh, Father, I'm the one who's applying.
Oh, Catherine, I haven't time for jokes.
I'm not joking. I really want to go. Now, Albert, why don't you help?
I'm willing, but, well, we have to raise the money first.
I could raise my own. I could give a carnival for the church.
Oh, we've given carnivals before, child. Didn't make expenses. We'll have to let this go until...
Oh, listen, Father.
Please, now
I... Albert, at least you can let your daughter try.
Well,
if she thinks she can raise money for missionary work, let her. I think you inhibit the child too much. Why, I think you're bringing her up to be somebody nobody'll ever look at, just because you're a minister.
All right. Catherine, set up your carnival. Do anything you like.
Oh, that's more like it. It's time the girl used her imagination and did something besides play soccer and basketball. You go right ahead, Catherine. You go right ahead.
I went right ahead. I stopped basketball practice and kept thinking of the money we needed so I could go into missionary work. I kept thinking of how I could raise it. And so on my way home from school one evening, I noticed that the traveling carnival had moved into town. Their tents were on a vacant lot. I walked in.
Circus in the country. Right inside, see the young man with 3 heads. See a 1 little old woman weighing 695 pounds. And if you want to see dances, we got dances from the pineapple country. Did I say hula? I mean hula. That's right, folks. Just 1/4 the admission.
I got in a long line of men. I wanted to see how a carnival was run and how I could raise money for my own. But when the barker saw me...
Hey, you, get out of that line. Get out of line there, hey.
I've got my quarter.
Yeah, but you haven't got your parents with you.
Oh, they don't mind, sir.
Well, the juvenile authorities do. Come on now, step out.
Hey, Sam, let her go. I know her.
Yeah?
Yeah, old Reverend Dunham's donor. Let her in. Oh, let her in. Go on.
Oh, sure. You can never tell, can you? Go on in, girlie. Yeah, step right in.
I squeezed inside the tent
sat on the front row bench.
Thank you for your kind attention, ladies and gentlemen. And now, on with the show.
That's what I
Professor,
said.
If you please.
When the dancers came out, I heard the eager applause. When I came out, I had decided how I would run my carnival. I got the girls in high school together. We sold our carnival to the community. On opening night, the church was full.
Well, I'll have to give it to you, Catherine. You sure packed them in. You sure know how to pack them in.
Didn't I tell you to leave everything to Catherine Elbert? Didn't I? You just wait and see.
They left it up to me. And when the evening wore on, we counted the gate returns and decided we had to put on our special show.
Can I have your attention a minute, folks? Just a minute. Now we come to the star act of the evening, which will cost an extra nickel per person. An extra nickel. Here you are, Catherine.
Here you are, Catherine.
Here you are, Catherine.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, Catherine.
Thank you.
That'd be good.
Now we'll unveil the dancers of the century, Volk, the Sheba sisters, and the Dunham dancers from Willoughby High. Professor, if you please.
We went into the only carnival dance we knew. The church had never seen anything like it. We didn't have the dances exactly packed, but we must have been close, because when the church doors closed that night...
If I ever see you dancing like that again, inside or outside the church, the deacons ain't going to be able to pull me off you like they did tonight.
Oh, but, Albert, she raised more money than all your carnivals combined.
The devil could do the same thing. Not the money she raised that's important. What kind of daughter have I raised?
Now, Albert, she's going to be a missionary.
Now, listen. You might as well forget this missionary business right now. The deacons would never trust what you might teach the natives, Catherine. When you put on that grass skirt, you ended your chances of ever going to the West Indies. Let's hope you find another field in school.
I enrolled at the University of Chicago, and a friendly professor urged me to study...
anthropology. The science of man. Your aptitude test shows a pronounced interest in cultural backgrounds, Miss Dunham. Of course, there aren't many women anthropologists today, but I think you may become one of the best if you study.
I studied the races of man, their evolution, their languages, and their religions. I became fascinated with the study of primitive peoples, with their struggle for an existence, their culture and their creation. And I looked for a way to come closer to them, to understand them better, to be a part of their culture and to feel. I applied for a dancing course downtown.
Well, I don't know much about Negro dances, but if you want to learn ballet and modern dances, you can start now.
Sounds fine to me.
We'll put on those things over there and we'll limber up. Oh, are you an athlete?
I've been a basketball and soccer player.
Oh, good. Well, get out of those clothes. What are you waiting for?
I went through the exercises, and when the classes started, my body seemed as though it already knew the steps.
Hey, you're good. You aren't kidding me about not being a professional.
No, of course not.
Well, let's get to work on some ballet.
I learned the steps of the ballet and the premise of modern dancing. At the university, I studied the cultures of the people who had originated them. And I kept working at dancing until I got a chance to teach it. My teacher and I decided to go in together to teach what we knew of Negro dancing. I saw an ad in the paper offering studio space for rent, and I applied.
Well, they sure answered you quick enough.
They sent us the key to the place.
Well, what are you dreaming about? Come on, let's go open shop.
Oh,
this is the address, but the key doesn't seem to fit.
Can't you get it open?
No.
Are you ladies looking for something?
Oh, yes. We rented this place, but we didn't get the right key. They sent us this
key. They sent you the right key, madam. You've got the wrong door. You rented the barn in the back. It has the same address. Try the barn, madam.
We tried the barn. The key fits. This is the kind of hole I'd hate to be stuck in. But it's a start. Well, where's the broom, honey?
It was a cold barn, full of frozen cobwebs and scattered debris. We cleared it, cleaned it, and waited for students to come. They came, but the barn was so cold in winter that the mothers took their children away. But some kept coming back until I had built a group and was teaching them the dances I felt. Visitors would come by the barn to see what I taught. One stood for a long while and said,
I like your ideas about dancing, Miss Dunham. Maybe you can translate some of my anthropology lessons into rhythm. But why don't you go where you can study dances from the very root?
Where's that?
The West Indies. Jamaica, Haiti, Cuba, Martinique.
How would I ever get there?
The Rosenwald Committee is considering applicants for fellowships in anthropology. I recommend you and the committee call you in. Of course, you do the rest.
We will now consider the application of Miss Catherine Dunham. Miss Dunham in the room? Step forward, Miss Dunham. Your application states that you want to do research in anthropology.
I do.
The type of research you outline here is a bit unusual. Don't you think so, gentlemen?
Quite right.
I never thought that the culture of a people could be explained by their dances. But so you have it down here.
I thought that if I could study primitive dances and bring them back to America, we could come closer to understanding other peoples and even better to enjoying and appreciating them.
I understand all that, but I can't see why you should be given fellowship funds for that. You've been learning dancing quite well in Chicago, I understand.
Yes, I have.
Well, can't you learn quite a few things right here?
Yes, I can learn some things here. Things like...
Like what?
Well, it's really hard to talk about it. Can I show you?
Well, I suppose, gentlemen, sure. Yeah.
You see, in Chicago and almost all of America, I'd have to learn this kind of dancing. Here, wait until I get out of these street clothes.
Miss Dunham, can't you explain in a few words?
It's quite all right, gentlemen. I've got my dancing costume on under these things. Now, this is the kind of dancing you can learn in America.
Well, that's right. I learned it here.
I ran down the agenda of European dances and American variations until I exhausted them. The waltz.
The shot is
to love you.
Big apple. Oh, that's a new one. And the polka.
The polka.
The
two-step. Oh, I used to do
the two-step.
Yeah.
The shot.
Oh. Well, that's really coming back to you.
Ballet and ballroom, town and farm. When I finished, the committee was much quieter.
Now, these are the dances I'd like to know more about. Would you hand me those maracas, please?
Certainly.
Like this.
I did a short tribal dance I'd learned from a West Indian artist. I told the committee I wanted to go where these dances started and discover what they meant and what influence they had on the people. When I finished, I hardly dared glance at the committee.
Is that all, Miss Dunham?
Well, I could do some more dances, but I think you can judge from what you've seen and from what I've said whether the project is worthwhile.
We've already decided that. The fellowship's granted.
thanks.
Now, if you don't mind, the committee would like to further review the situation. How do those other dances go?
I gave them a dancing lesson and caught the boat and went to Jamaica, Cuba, and to Haiti. When I wanted to go to tribal dances, I talked to the old lady who warned me.
It's against tribal law for strangers to see the sacred ceremony. They're only for those of our blood.
I convinced her that I was of the same blood and bone as were the Haitians. And when night came, she awakened me and took me with her. This is the story I told the priest. He listened as the sun rose and as one of the peasants sang. Then he took me by the hand and led me down into a lonesome valley where it passed a funeral procession, gay with singers and dancers.
Come, child. It is a very sad funeral. Very sad.
Why is everybody laughing and dancing?
To keep the dead man from knowing they are sad.
I don't understand.
Then watch them dance. You will understand. This tribe believes that if they act sad and unhappy, the dead person might come back to comfort them. Naturally, they want the dead to stay dead. So they hide their sorrow from them. They laugh and dance and sing. Sit, sit, child. Sit with them. Watch and learn.
I sat with the funeral procession, learned the dance that covered sadness. I went into the mountains and lived with Haitian peasants, learned to imitate their fluid movements, and learned to speak with the drum.
The mama drum you beat with your hands. The bongos you tune by taking a match and torch and holding it close to the hide, that tightens it. The maracas are these gourds. Inside are the dried seeds that beat another rhythm while the drums work.
I lived in the Caribbean until I was full of the songs and rhythms of its people. I came home, wrote my thesis, and the committee was pleased.
Well, Miss Dunham, you've turned out to be a first-rate anthropologist. Your thesis is going to be published by McGilton's. And we have a surprise for you.
Yes?
The university is offering you a professorship in the anthropology department. We think your method of teaching and your experience will be an asset to the school. Now, you can start in the fall if you...
Can I have time to think it over?
Well, of course, but it's the thing you've been studying for. Why?
I don't know if lecturing in a classroom is the best way to teach anthropology.
What other way? You're not thinking about going on a stage, are you?
Well, I had thought of it.
Now, look here, young lady. I'm aware of the theatrical nature of some of your work. But believe me, people will listen to an anthropologist in a university. But they'll run from one in a theater. Think it over again.
I thought it over again, and I gathered a troupe of dancers together and taught them the Negro dances and songs I'd learned in the Caribbean. We practiced and developed our own ways of interpreting the dances. We danced in Chicago and throughout the Midwest.
The papers are saying you're the hottest thing to hit Chicago since Miss O'Leary's cow kicked the lantern. Keep it up, Katie. Keep it up.
We kept it up until we came into New York. I knew if New York could be made to understand the Negro idioms, the world could feel it. And we sent to Haiti for my old teacher. The priest came.
You want me to teach your dances the drums?
Just as you've taught me. Can you do it?
I think so.
He worked for weeks, taking the fingers and hands of my dancers and teaching them the beats, the sambas, the rumbas, the congas, the thousand variations that made African rhythm the most complicated in the world. And on opening night, we finished with one of the Haitian numbers. For half an hour, I had found a way to mix anthropology and the dance and make people like it. After New York came the world. In Mexico, 100,000 came to see us, and the president thanked us for our Mexican dance. In England, the king and queen listened to our sambas, and we went to Switzerland, Italy, Sweden, Holland, Belgium. All the world seemed to understand our dancing. Somehow, I can't help feeling that my attempt to become a missionary by doing a carnival dance routine before my father's Illinois congregation turned out right after all. My missionary work has turned into a strange channel, but you don't have to go to the jungles to do missionary work. You can teach human understanding any place. That's what we're trying to do.
You have just heard Destination Freedom's dramatization of the story of Catherine Dunham. Destination Freedom is written by Richard Durham and directed by Larry Auerbach. The role of Catherine Dunham was played by Weslin Tilden. Others in the cast were Oscar Brown Jr., Janice Kingslow, Fred Pinkard, and Jonathan Hall. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom and played by Elwin Owen and Jose Bethencourt. Our technician was Gary DeVlieg. Sound effects by Cliff Mueller. And now this is Charles Mountain inviting you to join us again next week when Destination Freedom will present the story of Judge Jane M. Bolden, Justice of the Domestic Relations Court, City of New York.